Illegal. Aaron speaking, how can I help?
Aaron, you okay? I've got Mr. John Mooney on the line.
Okay, move on a second, okay.
OPP's attached. He's tight, he's in case work well, I can call you, try to contact him. He's on the line. Mooney is M-O-O-N-E-Y.
Is he in caseworker welcome?
He is.
Okay. Not on the screen over here. M-O-O-N-E-Y.
Oh no, I do apologise. He's not. Sorry about that.
Okay, no worries. Oh yeah, go on then.
There you go. Refresh now, mate. Should be in there for you.
Mooney. Oh yeah, John Mooney. There we go.
Yeah.
Perfect, yeah, pop them over.
Cheers, mate. Thank you.
Thank you. Cheers. Hello, I'm speaking with Mr. Mooney.
Yeah, hello, speaking.
Good morning, Mr. Mooney. My name is Aaron. I'm part of the investigation team here at MMA Legal. How are you?
I'm fine, thank you.
That's good, then. Mr. Mooney, what I'm here to do today for you is I'm here to have a quick chat around about 10, 15 minutes, if that's okay with yourself.
I'm at work just now, so would you really need to do that, if that's okay?
Would you like me to call you back at a more convenient time, Mr. Mooney?
Well, I'll be finished round about 4 o'clock.
Yep, no, that's fine. Do you want me to give you a call around about 4:30?
Yeah, if you don't mind, yeah.
Okay, or is the dinner time better than anything like that?
Well, do you know what you can do it just now? Because there's no contract for them just now, so we'll just get it over with just now.
Okay, I'll be as quick as I can, Mr. Mooney. I'll try and keep it closer to 10 minutes for you.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so yeah, what I'm here to do is I'm just here to gather some information about obviously your time in care and obviously post care. So it's not exactly the statements that you've already given to my team already. It's just more so how the effects have made you feel today. And also throughout your life there. So just obviously to start off with, just to let you know, these calls are recorded for training and monitoring purposes, okay?
Uh-huh.
Perfect. So can I start off by just asking some medical information? So do you currently have any diagnoses under mental health, anything like that?
No, I did for a long time, but I'm away from that area altogether now. I'm in Vermes.
Okay, and what mental health issues did you struggle with?
Well, depression, anxiety, everything. I've been on all sorts of medication for it, like mirtazapine and olanzapine, stuff like that.
Yeah, would you say you've suffered with post-traumatic stress disorder as well?
Well, what's happened through my years of being in care has affected my life quite a lot.
Yeah. No, I can understand that really. I've just been on antidepressants.
I was also in a mental institute for a couple of months too, as well.
Okay, and can you remember the name of that mental institution, sir?
Yeah, it's Hartwood Hill.
Hartwood Hill?
Hartwood, H-E-R-T-W-O-O-D.
Hartwood Hill Hospital. That's fine. Client was admitted to... Okay. And do you drink or take any recreational drugs at all, sir?
I smoke cannabis, but I don't drink at all.
Okay, that's absolutely fine. That's not a problem. Client doesn't drink.
I did use recreational drugs for years, but I don't anymore.
That's okay. Obviously, I can understand, obviously, when you sometimes do have a drink, you know, obviously you can turn to the recreational drugs as well to numb out, you know, the pain. So I do understand that completely.
Yeah.
Okay, and just with your smoking cannabis, is that to help you sleep at all or anything like that?
I do try to help me to sleep, but my mind goes at a million miles per hour every day.
I can understand. Okay. And one of the questions that I don't really like asking anybody, to be honest, obviously I've got to know the knowledge behind it. Have you ever tried to do self-harm or take your own life, Mr. Mooney?
Yes, I did. I got 19 stitches from my effort.
Oh, well, what was that attempt exactly, sir?
I cut my wrist, both sides.
Okay. Okay, sir. And, Mr. Mooney, are you currently registered with the GP at the minute?
No, I'm not, no. I tend not to give me them because they just tell me the same bullshit every time.
Yeah, okay, fair enough. So what, you've not been to see the doctor for a long time?
No, no.
Okay, that's understandable. Registered with a GP, as a person has faith in going. Okay, sir. So what I am going to do just before I do come to near the end of the call, I just want to go through quickly your time in care. Can you confirm that that's the Carlisle Children's Home?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to do a quick search at my tool and grab up the council that was under.
I've been in a few. I've done from like 6 or 4 till 17.
Well, okay, so yeah, so that's 13 years, that isn't it?
Yeah.
Okay, and would you say that it was it all under the same council, was it?
I'm not too sure to tell you the truth, but we were all in Lanarkshire area.
What area was that, sorry?
South Lanarkshire or North Lanarkshire, it was both.
Okay, yeah, I know what you mean. North and South Lanarkshire Council was the care setting for Mr. Okay, sir, so just to go over a few points before this call does come to a conclusion. Obviously, I would like to make you aware that the process with your Scottish redress claim, it is roughly around about the 6 to 12 month process, so there's nothing that's
my friend, it's not about the money, it's being recognised as what happened.
Yeah, of course. Of course. Well, that recognition has already partly been recognised by the Scottish Government and themselves by giving you a case number and then wanting to hear about this case. So that's why my job is here, is obviously to gather, we'll paint the best picture on yourself. So obviously what happens is that this case will go to an independent panel behind closed doors and they'll go through your case and make the decision based on what they feel is best for your, to rectify your needs. So obviously we try and fight for, the most minimal thing on getting an apology on the Scottish Government's behalf, but also getting you that financial compensation as well.
Yeah.
Okay, so just before obviously we do come to a conclusion here, I just want to take one step back and just obviously remind you of, your funds and options that are out there for yourself. So obviously I can see that you've signed here our credit and legal terms agreement, which is obviously that means that's just taken 16% plus VAT, which is 19.2% for our fees. Now that is under 20%, and that's capped. We won't take any more, and that obviously it doesn't matter what you are compensated. We'll never come chasing or wanting more. We only want obviously for the time that we put into your case, and that really matters. But as well as using us, you can obviously apply to do this claim, obviously without a solicitor or a law firm representing yourself. that's another option for yourself, but also, you know, there is law firms and solicitors out there that are part of the government scheme, where, you know, they are funded.
No, I'll stick with you just now, thank you.
Yeah, let's stick with us, that's absolutely fine, and I appreciate that. I can also see here that we have a cooling off period, sir, which is due to expire tomorrow. Now, that cooling off period basically is you get 2 weeks from your initial call with my other team. You've been given 2 weeks as a kind of like a decision making balloon, shall we say, which is, you know, you can, I know you've obviously already admitted you like to stick with us and stuff, but this cooling off period just, it kind of puts us on hold until, you know, that cooling off period does expire, or, you know, you just go ahead sooner. Would you like them to take that off your shift and then we can get started working on your case as soon as possible?
Yeah.
Okay, I've just removed that for you there. Okay, Mr. Moody, and is there any questions for me at all?
Just to see is a no win, no fee type thing, because I'm only on part time.
Yeah. Yeah, so yes, you're exactly right there, Mr. Mooney. It is a no win, no fee. So obviously, for whatever reason, if this case wasn't to be, you know, go in our favour, we wouldn't come chasing you for any fees, and we certainly wouldn't put you under any financial pressure. So obviously, that's why we do try and, you know, get you that compensation that you do need, because, you know, because we believe that, you know, you're rightly owed this compensation. So. Yes, sir. Just to reassure you on that one, there's a no win, no fee case.
Right, brilliant. That's all the questions I've got.
All right, sir. Well, yes, save this number. As I said, my name is Aaron, and I'll be keeping in touch with you every 4 to 5 weeks throughout this journey. Just be, you know, myself and yourself too, sir. And, you know, we'll get to the bottom of this case, you know, as quickly but, you know, efficient as possible.
Yeah.
As I said, save this number. If we do have any other questions in the meantime, Mr. Mooney, you're more than welcome to give me a call back.
Excellent.
All right, sir. Well, you go and enjoy your day. Thank you very much for your time today. And then, yeah, as I said, I'll be back. Okay.
Excellent.
Thank you, Mr. Mooney. Enjoy your day. Bye now.
Right, Aaron. Thank you.
Not a problem, sir. Bye now.
Bye.